Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us now by phone. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So what's going on in the swamp today?
You know, you don't normally associate government entities with being real entrepreneurial, do you?
No, I wouldn't say anybody would probably think of those two together.
Right. We just had a really cool thing happen in Greenville County, and the Federal Highway Administration has awarded a $4 million grant to develop an automated taxi system. It would be one of the first of its kind in the nation, a system where you can call the car from the phone, you know, it comes and picks you up, takes you where you want to go, returns itself to the pool, you know, ready for the next person to call it. It's kind of a neat idea, isn't it?
Yeah, so automated taxi system, an alternative to Uber?
Yeah, an alternative to Uber and kind of on the leading edge of a lot of the Internet of Things as it relates to, you know, automobiles. And what I find interesting about this story is there's a champion here. There's an entrepreneurial champion, and he's Greenville County Councilman, and his name is Fred Payne. Fred got involved in some of the intermobility events that I was organizing maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, and he started promoting personal rapid transits and what he calls A-taxis. And like a lot of entrepreneurs, he had this passion and he had this vision, and he was very tenacious, and nothing happened, or very little happened. And so there started to get to be a whole lot of naysayers and critics. Oh, there Fred goes again. And it's really hard as an entrepreneur sometimes to, you know, sustain your energy and your enthusiasm in the light of all that kind of criticism. But he did. And so now the Highway Administration has provided $4 million, and this is the first phase. And so that's pretty cool. It's just good to see somebody able to sustain their vision, you know, long enough to see it come a reality.
And these will be driverless cars?
Ultimately, they'll be driverless cars. That's right. I don't know if the first versions will be. Probably not, because I think under state law, you know, you need to have somebody there. But the ultimate idea is for them to be driverless. And we're going to take advantage of a unique infrastructure that we have here, the Clemson University International Center of Automotive Research, CUI CAR. So the first phase of this will be these vehicles deployed in and around the ICAR area. That makes a whole lot of sense. A lot of experts there that can support them and work on them. And then there's a shopping center very close to there, a Whole Foods, a couple of other corporate headquarters, Hubbell Lighting, TD Bank. There's a big neighborhood close by. So, you know, phase two will begin to reach out and have these taxis go a little bit further, kind of in the local area. And then ultimately, you know, to downtown and then to a place called Parker, which is a really low-income neighborhood, and maybe this kind of thing could have a bigger impact on the life of some low-income people than just about anybody, right? Because, you know, they'd be able to get to work or get to the doctor or get wherever they needed to be on a real personalized basis. You know, you wouldn't have to, you know, wait in the bus stop for a long time in the cold or the rain and, you know, kind of get close to where you wanted to be. This is kind of those first-mile, last-mile solutions where, you know, it goes to where you are and picks you up, takes you where you want to go. So nobody's quite sure what the business model of this is going forward. That's another one of the things that's built into this phase and texting. But this is how really interesting entrepreneurial ideas like this get off the ground. You know, now we got some money to put some initial vehicles on the road, let people begin to use them. And like a lot of things, we'll probably learn a lot in that process. And, you know, might end up using them in ways that nobody's quite anticipated so far.
And do you know who Greenville will contract the R&D to and what the time frame is on the actual rollout?
So the information I've seen, Mike, doesn't really say when they're going to get started. But you would think it would be in the next year or so. And, of course, they're working with CUI CAR and the researchers there, and they got some other local manufacturers that are working with them on this. So I think it's a coalition of people.
Well, we'll certainly be looking forward to the updates from you. How about the business calendar, John? How's that looking?
Well, it's the fall. We've got some good things going on. SC Bio's conference is coming up. That's a great way to plug into life sciences in South Carolina. There's a venture pitch up in Greenville. Next is organizing. And then SCRA has an advanced material form. So several interesting things for listeners to plug into.
Thanks for your time, John.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Box Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.